Why do you think you're a lightning rod for ethics accusations out of everything they could be going after you for?
Well, the reason is because they have no other issues. I've been very successful as a public official in serving the people of Ocean County. I'm a five-term mayor, past mayor of Toms River, and I'm serving now 33 years as a county freeholder, and they have no other issues unless they fabricate it, as Mr. Ryan has done, as far as malicious lies, false allegations, and ethnic slurs. And what I stand on, and I will continue to do if reelected for the next 3 years, is work on my platform, which is very basic and very clear to the people of Ocean County. The first thing is affordability. If you look at what we do, we have stable taxes, AAA bond rating, and the second thing is, of course, the safety of our residents of Ocean County, working with our sheriff and prosecutor's office and the Board of Health to make sure safety is very, very important to us. And also, another issue is opportunities. The opportunities and quality of life that we give all of the residents of Ocean County, whether it be opportunities as far as jobs, education with the vocational school, Ocean County College, and the first-class library, and tourism, which is $4.3 billion a year, and also translates into 70,000 jobs. And now I've been working continuously on working with the Joint Base to keep the second largest employer in the state of New Jersey in Ocean and Burlington County, and all of the 45,000 people that live on bases every single day to stay there. And quality of life issues have always been very important to us, such as with our young people, with our parks, with our open spaces, and taking care of the quality of life of the 165,000 senior citizens that we have in Ocean County. Proof of that is we have the best services with senior citizens, not only in New Jersey, but in the United States, and that's a fact.
Mr. McCary, no one's going to question the way the county went about paying out. You mentioned the AAA bond rating, paying out $100 million to get the place cleaned up after the storm and getting it back. That's a testament to what you were talking about that maintains that bond rating.
Well, when we need about the $100 million.
Let me finish the question.
Okay.
At the same time, we've just gone through the second anniversary, and we have seen the development of people who 2 years later still not in their houses, can't afford to get them rebuilt. The rent money is hung up. There was a shouting match with the governor. The insurance companies are not coming through the way they were expected to for many of them. And so my question is, are you concerned that people will not be able to separate the hardships they're enduring from what you stand for? Because basically it's been Republican driven in this state throughout the entire process.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I think that's my most important priority has always been that. And I went to all of the 17 towns continuously that were devastated with the storm. I walked every street, and the people know me, whether you go to Seaside Heights, Seaside Park, Ortley Beach, Lavalette, Manflokine, and all the way up the Strip to Point Pleasant, that the people know me. I meet continuously with the mayors, and I've been at the forefront of working and fighting with the FEMA situation, making sure the flood insurance is affordable, and also, unfortunately, the banks have not been very cooperative. So if anyone looks at my record and compares it with anyone else, they'll see I've been one of the leaders as far as what I can do within my realm of responsibility as a county freeholder. And as soon as it opened, you know, I was not only there, but we opened up other centers, such as the Southern Resource Center, that served for the state of New Jersey as a place to provide the services to us and for us in Ocean County. Our department heads that serve in the county answer each question individually, and I will not be happy as a county freeholder until every single person is back in their homes. And what I've seen, especially my experience as an educator for over 40 years before I retired, is I know the hurt that people have when their families are not back in their homes, and especially for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The family should be back in their homes. They should be at their own kitchen table, and they should be enjoying the holidays. And unfortunately, it's not taking place because of the red tape with the government agencies. So again, it's not only happening in Ocean County and throughout the state of New Jersey, but other states. And it's a serious problem. And that's the difference between the state and federal government and the county of Ocean. When it's within our jurisdiction, we do it, such as cleaning up the roadways, which cost $100 million, working with those 17 towns, working with the state to clean up Barnegat Bay, which we did, and we're proud to say it was done, and working with the shore communities as far as cleaning up the 44 miles of oceanfront property and restoring the boardwalks.
Governor Christie's been struggling with his image, as we saw yesterday in Belmar. And while he bounces around the country, because that's part of his function too, are you concerned that dissatisfaction with him is going to bounce back on you?
No, it's not, because he does what he does as governor of the state of New Jersey. He's there in very difficult times. He inherited a terrible budget and a big deficit. People look at what I do in the county as far as the services we provide. For an example, a AAA bond rating, the best colleges, Ocean County College with the Kane University partnership, the vocational school, our library system, our park system, our road system. So you look at the services that we provide at a very reasonable cost with a stable tax rate. And that's what's most important to people, because affordability is very important to them. And whatever took place, whatever will take place, whether a storm or a hurricane or an earthquake, county government will not only be there to serve them, but we will be there with sensitivity and compassion.
Mr. Vicari, there's been a lot of mud slung back and forth. You've been kind of forced into a campaign I don't think you really intended on even undertaking. And the question I have is, do you find any redeeming values about Tim Ryan? Is there anything you like about this guy?
Well, the mudslinging was one-sided. It was by a Democrat candidate, Tim Ryan. And this is considered the ugliest campaign in the history of the Board of Freeholders, only by Timmy Ryan, who's a Democrat. As a conservative Republican, I took the high road. I didn't stoop to his level. I think with Mr. Ryan, it showed his lack of character and integrity. And it's very unfortunate, because if he ran a positive campaign what he has been done in the past as far as his being involved in the community, it would have been different. He avoids any question. And according to the Asbury Park Press, he has no platform and no issues. And during the entire campaign of 7 months, he never said, well, here's a better way of doing things. Here's how you can increase services. Here's a suggestion. Never once. And in the last 40 years, Mr. Ryan only came to several meetings to grandstand and for political drama. He has contributed nothing to the good being of Ocean County. If anything, he made it very difficult for good people, both Democrats and Republicans, to ever get involved in running for public office again. So Mr. Ryan, unfortunately, has hurt the Democratic process. He was an embarrassment to not only the people of Ocean County, but more so, and I say this with all sincerity, to the people that supported Tim Ryan. There was no way that anyone could ever support him again to ever run for office again. He ran about six times, and this is the worst time that anyone has ever behaved with that, as far as not only a lack of integrity, but a lack of honesty. And it's very, very clear through his malicious lies, false allegations, and ethnic slurs that anyone like Mr. Ryan should never run for public office again.
He characterizes the board as a club. And let me ask you frankly, when you go, I mean, I go to the workshops and I see where the discussions take place. And then at the public meetings, which is where anybody who has the time can go, it's basically very cut and dried when it comes to voting on resolutions and ordinances and the rest of the agenda. Are you concerned that this gives the image of being a club when there's no discussion on the dais the day of a public meeting?
No, for two reasons. First of all, the people of Ocean County don't want to take place what's taking place in Washington, D.C. right now, where they fight back and forth and where the debt is over $17 trillion. They don't want to take place here what's taking place in Trenton, with the arguments taking place in the Democrat-controlled Senate and the Assembly continuously. People want to see cooperation, and they want to respect government. People trust and respect county government because we get the job done. That's why we have stable taxes, a AAA bond rating, and we provide the best services not only in New Jersey, but in the United States of America. That's what people want. They don't want the arguing, the fighting, and the ugliness that takes place in other areas of government. If Mr. Ryan was ever elected to a public office, he would be not only disruptive, he would be an embarrassment.
If he wound up being a freeholder at some point, do you think you could work with him?
Well, with his attitude the way it is right now and his sense of arrogance and self-righteousness, it would be very difficult. This is what gives public officials a bad name. It's the quality of his personality. And I think afterwards, if he, in retrospect, when he takes a look at it, he should apologize to the people of Ocean County and to his supporters for his behavior.